before going into that period, what about the coaches that you served under, let's say, at King's Home? How did you rate them?
Rate them?
Well, first of all, there's Phillips and Andre.
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of Andrew Stanley. I think he's a great man. I've heard he's doing great things at Dean Close, so always had a lot of time for Stan. Philippe, I think, you know, it looks like he struggled a bit. France, I think what Philippe was very good at was sort of getting a squad together and building a squad. And I think he's very good at putting faith in young people. Even though he had a strong squad, he wasn't scared of throwing young guys in the deep end. And he put a lot of faith in me, so I'll always, you know, have a lot of time for Philippe. Particularly myself, Simpson Daniel, Johnny Goodridge, Marcel, chances, probably before other teams might have given them to us. Yeah, he put together a great squad, and we had a good year that year. And then obviously Nigel and Dean came in. I think that was a great couple of years, and yeah, those guys did a really good job. Nigel was more like the DOR and Dean was head coach. I think they recruited very well. And we played, really great brand of rugby. We played that pod system, which hadn't really been seen in the UK before, as far as I know. As I said before, that was my favourite little period. So, and obviously, those guys were a big part of that. That was it, really, wasn't it? Because then Dean was on his own until I finished. So I really only had Philippe.
What about captains? Any of the captains stand out to you that you played at?
Kingsley Jones was a huge character. I didn't really play under him. It was more I was in the squad. I was too junior, but he was a big character. Yeah, obviously, some like Vickery captained us for a decent period over that when he was fit and not with England. He's obviously the sort of guy you follow. The standards he set on the pitch were unbelievable. Things he did as a prop on the pitch. You wanted to play for him. I think Jake was a really good leader, so Jake captained quite a bit. And then Tins, I think, captained. As I did my knee that year, we came top of the league that year, didn't we? In 2007.
Yeah.
We played well that year. Tins. It's just different types of leader. I think Tins was. He didn't say anything he didn't need to say. He didn't say a huge amount, and he was a very relaxed character. And I think he's more one of those guys that almost relaxed you more and got you thinking about your roles. Set high standards, but wasn't someone that shouted and screamed. Quite a relaxed guy, but did set high standards. Whereas, someone like Vix was probably a bit more aggressive and a bit more outspoken. So yeah, just different types of leaders. He was in the middle.
He made a big impact, didn't he? That first year.
I think we've been lacking someone in that sort of leadership role when he came in. And I think he came in and did a really good job with our lineouts alongside Alex Brown. Sort of someone that came in and set really high standards. Wasn't a sort of shout and scream. I think Marco's a very bright guy, very detailed.
I think he was actually European Player of the Year, wasn't he, the year before?
Yeah.
He came to Gloucester.
Yeah, that rings a bell, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about opponents? Did you admire most that you played against?
In terms of impact, I mean, it's not my position, but someone like Jason Robinson, who's just unbelievable, like the impact he had in the Premiership and on England. He was captain that day I got my first cap. So I'd say just in terms of talent and just the effect he had on games, I'd say probably Jason Robinson during that period. Yeah, obviously we were lucky enough to play against lots of great guys in that era, you know, when England were winning a World Cup. You know, your Delanios and Richard Hill's obviously a big hero of mine. Yeah, Johnny Wilkinson, someone you really looked up to and enjoyed playing against. But I'd say just the pure impact, like the amount of impact he had on games, how he affected games, how he affected defences, I'd probably say Jason Robinson.
Yeah. And favourite grounds?
Well, King's Home, obviously. I would say I love the rugby grounds, your traditional rugby grounds. So here, Welford Road, Northampton and Bath, you know, atmosphere, always busy, fans know their rugby, passionate about it. You know, you never quite enjoyed going to the Majeski Stadium as much as those grounds, so
nor do you as a fan.
Munster, that older stadium was pretty unique. It was a bit like King's Home, if not even more compact possibly. So yeah, I think in terms of atmosphere, probably that and we're on the wrong end of it, but that Munster away game, that miracle game, the atmosphere, the noise was, for a small place, it's just, yeah, it feels like there's more fans there than when you play at Twickenham, you know, so that was pretty special.
Yeah. Anyway, after you were injured then, so you had to decide what you were going to do with yourself in the future. So how did you work that out?
I went to Singapore on holiday, sort of around the time, or just after that dinner I had, the testimonial. Just loved the place, got a real buzz for it, got excited about it. So I got a couple of coaching jobs, pretty small, but my wife and I just decided to go and treat it as a bit of an opportunity. So we just went out there essentially for a year, but if it worked well, we'd look at staying. Went really well, loved it out there, loved the lifestyle. Yeah, I think if I'm honest, getting away from here and I'd really miss rugby and where all my mates were still playing rugby, I think it's just a really good fresh start for me and for the family. And it was a place that was just sort of exploding in Southeast Asia and the opportunities. And I just felt that there's a lot of opportunities to be had. In a really sort of growing part of the world. And yet, things like the weather and the lifestyle and all that sort of stuff really helps. So yeah, after a year and a half, just recognised a bit of an opportunity and started my own business with a couple of partners, gym and physiotherapy. Like, we've essentially got a chain now of gyms and physiotherapy clinics. It's an amazing experience. It's like a startup business. Yeah, learning on the job, making lots of mistakes, but very rewarding. Yeah, we've built quite a cool little business out there. So, and it was, I think it filled a bit of a void in terms of, you know, obviously missing the rugby, something to get excited about, was passionate about it. So in many ways that made my transition a lot easier into the real world. Singapore was great for us in terms of the opportunity, and yeah, we both, my wife and I, had pretty good careers out there, and we travelled a lot, went to Australia, New Zealand, but all these great holidays and travel opportunities around Southeast Asia. So yeah, that was, I think it was a great time in our lives, really, and helped me sort of move on from the rugby.
So you both had jobs to go to initially, did you?
No, I just went out there coaching, and then I built my own career and my own business. My wife got sort of more traditional jobs and built a good career out there for herself as well. So yeah, we had a great time.
And you coached the Premiership team out there, Wanderers?
Yeah.
And some success too, it seems.
Kevin, to talk up too much, it's local rugby, and there's very much a big drinking culture, and the drinking's probably ranked as more important than the trophies. But we won the trophy 5 out of the 7 years I was involved, or 4 out of the 6, and then I coached Wander at the Singapore national team. Got promoted a couple of times, got relegated unfortunately once. But yeah, good decent amount of success, and getting a really good opportunity coaching people from all over the world. Half your team would be Singaporeans, and the other half would be Brits, expats, yeah. Aussies, Kiwis, South Africans, Zimbabwean guys. So interesting experience. It's like local rugby, you know. It's you turn up, you're on a pitch in the middle of nowhere, and not much facilities. But I really enjoyed it. The whole thing was a great experience.
Mm-hmm. How's your connection with the Singapore national team? Has that ended?
Things move on. And actually, someone I hired for my business from Hartbury College took over from me. So, still in touch with guys there and stuff, but certainly not flying out there and coaching or anything like that. So, yeah.
As I got down here, May 2018, Singapore Entrepreneur of the Year Award.
God, where's that? Where'd you find that?
I think it was probably on Wikipedia.
I'm not sure. I think it's an award. I think it's only, they only consider businesses run by expats. It's nice to win those little accolades. We built a pretty cool little business, good brand, pretty well known in that part of the world. So, it's a great experience. Learned a lot of lessons. But I'm proud of the business we've started. It's still running, still going pretty well. So, yeah.
And do you think you're back home now to stay?
Yeah, I wouldn't put my family through another move across the world. So, our kids are really settled. They're loving. They're in this little school called Cobley next to Cowley, Cowleyman. Mm-hmm. So in that little village next to there, quaint little Cotswold village. We've got dogs now. Walk the dogs with the kids after school. It's a totally different way of life to Singapore, which is essentially a massive city. But we're really happy. We felt just ready for that change, and we're missing family after nearly 10 years away. So. We're very settled, love the area. Obviously, I'm very attached to this part of the world. So, kids are happy in school. I'm from sort of Oxford, my wife's sort of towards London. So, we also just thought you'd get a little bit more for your money in this part of the world than Oxford's like London prices now, and London's like London prices. So, we just made a lot of sense in many ways for us to come back here. I get to catch the old Gloucester game.
Mm-hmm, yeah.